Glint of metal. I see him, on the rooftop. 30 degrees east. Range 80 meters.
Pergellin's assessment came through Numion's vox. There were 7 meters between them, and Numion saw the scout was dirtying up his scope, trying to hide the tells that had exposed the enemy sniper.
Difficult to get line of sight in this, Warren. We'll come around, take his blind side.
Wait,
warned Pergellin. He glanced at the 3 dead legionaries, now alone and bleeding out in the open.
Trajectory suggests 2 firing positions.
2 gunmen,
Numion replied grimly. Pergellin nodded.
Permission to return fire,
shouted Domardus. He was standing against a pillar just inside the vehicle apron, heavy bolter primed for autofire.
Negative. You'll be cut down before you can engage the trigger.
We can't stay pinned like this,
snapped Leodrak, 6 meters from Numion on the opposite end of the wall.
I have the other one in my sights now,
Pergellin returned, scope pressed against his eye. He relayed coordinates, turning again so his back was facing the wall, and began to prep his rifle. Numion peeked above cover to gauge the sniper's relative positions, but was forced back when a bolt shell clipped the wall. Breathing hard, furious at their impotence to do anything, he opened up the vox.
Ryok!
The librarian shook his head.
They're too far away, and without a target I can see, there's little I can actually do.
Numion snarled.
Damn it!
He noticed Shenra working at the panel on his gauntlet, his haptic implants making the data connection between the tech marine and his rapier.
Get me a precise vector for both targets, he voxed.
Leodrak overheard and called to Pergellin.
I'll draw them out. Can you track them?
The scout nodded, ditching the rifle but keeping the scope. Realizing what his brother was about to do, Numion shouted,
Leo, no!
And began to move just as Leodrak stood up with bolter ready. Grammaticus had his head down, as instructed, facing the tech marine and the scout. He heard Numion shout his brother's name, felt the tremor of motion as both rose to their feet. 2 shots followed in rapid succession, a carbon copy of the ones that heralded the deaths of Varte and Trio. A half second later, he read the following words on the tech marine's lips.
Engage 47.6 by 83. Strafe.
The churn of servos activating cut the tension as the tech marine's tracked cannon cycled up. A burst of incandescent light from its weapon array was met by a hot flare of pain and a searing white magnesium flash that accompanies being shot. Grammaticus knew he was hit even before he felt the blood seeping through his clothes and the chill as his frail human body was torn open. The cityscape erupted in a series of explosions as domiciles, factorums, and other structures were ripped apart by the rapier's laser destroyer mount. Debris cascaded in chunks like heavy hail from shattered facades, ruptured pillars, and thoroughly gutted interiors. Emitting a high-pitched staccato drone, the laser destroyer stabbed a continuous barrage of beams into the area designated by its operator. It didn't stop until the rapier powered off for emergency cooldown. Dust clouds were still dissipating, the odd section of debris belatedly collapsing onto the street below by the time Numion and the others surfaced from cover. Helon, Uzak, and Sharka were all dead, their bodies littering the apron outside the vehicle yard. Damardus stomped forwards through the narrow gap between the outer wall sections. His bionic eye was still scanning, exothermic and motion detection.
There's nothing out there. No visible threats.
Pergellin agreed, snapping his scope back onto his rifle, but adopting overwatch all the same.
Keep eyes on, both of you,
said Numion, going over to help Leodrak to his feet. Numion had tackled him to the ground when he tried to bait the shooters, sending them both sprawling. Leodrak had a mark down the flank of his battle plate where something had scored a shallow groove into the metal.
Ricochet,
he said, grunting as he got up with Numion's assistance.
Lucky. Luckier than them,
said Numion, and as he turned to gesture to their dead comrades, he noticed the prone form of John Grammaticus. The human was lying with his face to one side, clenched in a mask of pain. He clutched his side, his hand and most of his arm drenched in blood. Numion scowled, realizing where the errant shell had deviated.
Damn it!
Narek yanked Dagon clear of the rubble. It looked as if several stories had collapsed on top of him whilst the sniper was making his escape.
I warned you not to linger,
Narek told him, letting go so Dagon could dust off his armor and cough the grit up out of his lungs. His helmet was wrecked, dented by a stone slab or a girder. Both retinal lenses were smashed. Dagon had a deep gash above his left eye where the impact had pushed inwards, and the Vox unit was in pieces. Taking a last look at the snarling, demonic visage on the faceplate, Dagon discarded his helmet. His true face, Narek decided, as Dagon looked at it, was entirely more disturbing. The brow, nose, and cheekbones were raised, the skin in between sunken as if drawn in by age. It had a slightly coppery tinge, but not like metal, more like oil, and the colour changed subtly depending on how the light struck it. Most disturbing of all, though, were the two bony nubs either side of Dagon's forehead. In their infancy right now, Narek knew they would only grow the longer Dagon was in Elias's presence. Here, on Traoris, in Rannos, he felt the shifting of reality. It trembled, affecting him on an internal level, like maggots writhing beneath his skin. Narek betrayed none of this to Dagon, who smiled, revealing two rows of tiny fangs instead of teeth.
Four kills, you said.
Narek checked the load in his rifle before slinging it back over his armored shoulder.
I counted a tally of three, he replied. The human was caught by a stray. You should have killed the legionary as instructed. He shifted. Then compensate, said Narek, and headed out of the wreckage. He was ripped open, brother. No human could survive his injuries. Four for four. No, Dagon. We scratched three. Even if the human dies, it's blood for blood. Legionary for legionary.
Dagon nodded and followed his mentor back through demolished streets.
We'll be back for the fourth, Narek called over his shoulder. And then we'll take the rest.